Episode 32 for Saturday, June 8th, Tech Tool Pro 11 application review, and how to bring new life to your used MacBook. Let's get started. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, I'll be talking about Tech Tool Pro 11 for Mac OS with my guest, Gary Miller from the Alaskan Apple Users Group. He's going to review the application. Gary, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, John.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself for our listeners?
Sure. So I am a member of the Alaskan Apple Users Group and been there probably 15 years, 20 years. I started out when I bought a new Macintosh computer. And I bought that because I asked a friend, which kind should I get, Windows or Mac? And he said, well, are you a person that likes a lot of details and likes to, or are you kind of more of a generalist? And I said, I'm a generalist. He said, skip the PC, go to the Mac. So I joined the Apple group because I wanted to learn more how to use it and meet other people who were also kind of getting used to computers and doing different things with them. So that's kind of me. I enjoy computer and technology. This year we bought a Tesla car, which is like an Apple computer with tires.
So there's users groups throughout the country I'm aware of. Can you tell the audience a little bit about what user groups are?
Sure. So user groups are really a group of people and with a common interest, and they work, in our case, they're Apple computer products, and we learn all about through workshops, we have presentations, we have reviews done on products by members, we have a newsletter that goes out to people, we have a Facebook page, so you can see it's a way for all the members to learn about what they use and to come have a social time with other folks that have that common interest.
Great, great. So let's talk about the Tech Tool Pro, Tech Tool Pro 11, excuse me. And I know I've got it installed in my computers. I use it for a lot of diagnostics. And this is a new version. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. So Tech Tool Pro to me is one-stop shopping for your Macintosh computer. I used to use version 9, and as many of us know, each year Apple comes out with a new version of the operating system. And this last year we came out with Mojave, and so Tech Tool Pro brought out a new version, version 11, and this one includes all the attributes of Mojave, and it includes being able to have solid-state drives. I know I had tried other utilities that would diagnose, make sure my computer is running the way it should, and this one does the best job. It's the most thorough. So what I used when I first installed it, it always tells you first you want to make sure you're backed up before you do anything, and so my computer was backed up, and then it went through and it opens up a desktop, which looks a little bit like a bunch of dials on a fancy sports car. And what it does is you run the computer test and it checks your entire computer, including if you had plugged in like your iPhone or iPad, it checks battery condition on those as well. So it's checking the condition of the drive, it's conducting, really there isn't anything it doesn't check. So in my case, what I did, I found it ran the test once, and it came back and it said, you have some issues. And so then you click the report tab, and it will explain exactly what it was. Well, at the time, I wasn't that knowledgeable about how or what to do, so I called Tech Tool Pro's support line, and they have both email and telephone support, and they were very nice and easy to talk with and talk simple English, which to me that's very important. So they showed me, in my case, volume structures was a problem. So all I did is I went and got a flash drive, and they explained to me, what we're going to do is we're going to have you create an E drive, which is one of the components of Tektool Pro. It then loads an operating system on that, and then it's going to diagnose it and fix the problems. So I guess what I'd say about Tektool Pro in summary is it goes through your computer, make sure it's running optimally. If it is not, it tells you what's wrong and how to fix it. And if you don't understand what explained to you, you can work with the company. It's included in the price, and the price is $129.95 is the Tektool Pro 11. If you had a previous version, there's upgrade pricing, which is less expensive. And if you were a member of the Alaskan Apple Users Group, we have a further discount. So I'd say it's good value for the money, and you'll get a lot out of it.
I have configuration on our website, which is at macminutes.blubrry.net, if you want to take a look at the configuration. And I also put the icon out there. So, Gary, what is the website for Tektool?
Okay, so it's Micromat, MICROMAT.com. If you go there, you'll list all their products, but specifically we're talking about Tektool Pro. You can buy the software right from the website.
And what are some of the things that you commonly check?
So I use the, John is included on the website, remember I talked about the dials, so it shows you each one of those, but you can check your computer, that's the basic one. You can check your memory. You can do a surface scan, a smart check, a partition map. You can check battery strength. Remember I said you could check your iPhone or iPad, and that saves you a trip of going down to the Apple Store. So
it sounds like if you're listening to this podcast, obviously you're interested in tech, and this is a great tool to let you know more about your Mac device.
Yes. It'll keep it working. You know, I mean, I figure if you have preventative medicine's a lot better than waking up and your computer doesn't work, and then you go, oh, what am I going to do? This is a good way to help yourself ahead.
So thank you, Gary, for telling us about Tektool Pro 11. How does somebody get a hold of you?
Okay. So an easy way to get hold of the Alaskan Apple User Group and me is on our Facebook page. So go to Facebook, look up Alaskan Apple User Group, which is AAUG is our abbreviated name, and you'll see me on there. You'll also see my posted review for Tektool Pro 11. A caveat is I went to the company and asked them I'd like to review it, and when they did a presentation to our group as well, and they gave me a copy to do the review. So to me it didn't matter that it was kind of them to do that, but it's they did do that.
Well, Gary, thank you for coming to the Mac Minute Studio. And so we're going to switch gears here at Mac Minutes for a second, and we're going to talk about what to do if you have an older MacBook and how you can upgrade it. There was a lot of developments this week at WWDC about the MacBook Pro, and recently they've announced new devices. I've reviewed those in episode 31 at Mac Minutes, and it's located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Now, if you can't afford one of those, which I priced one out and it was about $2,500 for the one I want, so what I decided to do is I wanted to upgrade my device. And there's a couple things you can do relatively cheaply that will make your MacBook Pro or Air last longer. In my case, I have an older MacBook Air, which I take to the coffee shop or when I travel. I usually leave my primary device at home. So I wanted to tell our listeners what these changes you could do that will make a huge difference. And the two items are swapping out the battery, adding an SSD if you have a disk drive, or upgrading your SSD storage. One of my MacBook Airs has a 256 gigabyte SSD, and I was getting to the point where I was getting notifications from TechTool that my storage was coming close to the maximum. So I decided I was going to upgrade to a 1 terabyte. And before I go too much further, you definitely want to make sure that you're not doing this while your device is under Apple Care, because if you do, it will void your warranty. Step one is, before you do these upgrades, back up everything, even if you do just the battery change. You may ask why, because if you do damage something, it may take weeks before it gets repaired, especially if you live in Alaska. So I've done this about 3 times now, and I feel pretty comfortable in talking to our listeners about how to do this. And there's some instructional videos on YouTube which will help give you a better idea. And it'll actually take you step by step how to do it. So the first, probably the easiest thing, is a replacement battery. A replacement battery you can find for somewhere around $100. And if your battery is only lasting not as long as you expect it, that's an easy swap out. You take the screws out of the back and disconnect the connector to the battery and reinstall the new battery. I've gotten all my parts from Mac Sales, which is at www.macsales.com. And that's Otherworld Computing is the name of the company. And that's the company I've used for all my parts. I know there's probably other companies out there, but they've given me the kits that have the tools, you know, the fancy screwdrivers, you know, to get the job done. And it was relatively easy. The TechTool app will tell you the status of the battery, of your battery, and if it needs replaced. I think the real risk is making sure you don't lose any of the little screws, and be careful with the connector. Depending on how old your device and where it's been stored, it may be fragile, so be careful on that. Now, moving on to the SSD, that can really improve your computer. If you have a 2012, which I have a 2012 MacBook Pro, and it had a disk drive, and I put the SSD in it, a 1 terabyte drive, and it was like a new computer virtually. It drastically sped up the device. And that went relatively smoothly. You have to back up your computer again, and you have to reload everything back on your computer. And after you put everything back on your computer, you'll definitely notice a difference. So with the SSD and the battery, it was about $300, a little over $300 to do both jobs. And if you don't feel quite comfortable in doing it, even that, I would go to your Apple Service Authorized Center, and I priced it out, and it was about $100 to have them do both tasks. So for a $300 to $400 total investment, you'll have a better computer. I would say it's a dramatic change to a 2012 MacBook, and probably the only negative part is you can't really use the latest Mac OS, and that's a bummer. But on a positive note, for my 2012, there's no dongles to carry because the machine has a CD drive and all the ports minus a USB-C. And the casual observer will wonder, you know, how you are functioning on this classic when you're at the coffee shop, but you'll definitely know the answer. And if you leave it for a minute, you can go get a refresh your beverage. The motivation to steal it is not as great as if you had the latest and greatest MacBook. So it's a device that I'll take around with me day to day. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. We'll be looking at some new changes in the Apple devices operating systems coming this fall, as we heard at WWDC in the upcoming episodes. Until then, if you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So have a great week, and I'll be enjoying the summer in Alaska. We will talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast.